哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的带领。
We thank God's guidance.
让我们灵恩布道会到了最后一天。
So we have proceeded to the last day of a spiritual convocation.
很顺利的举开。
And we have smoothly carried out.
这一堂时间我们跟大家谈分享《使徒行传》里头的组织的正统。
We would like to study the pattern of organization in the book of Acts.
在早期的教会里头，这么样的兴旺。
In the early days of the church, it was so prosperous.
除了是主耶稣亲自安排定定的福音的路线以外
，other than Lord Jesus laying out the master plan for the progress of the gospel,
教会里头具备有三个重要的条件。
The church also was equipped with three important criteria.
道理的正统
is the tradition of the truth.The pattern of the truth.
再来就是圣灵的正统。
And then the pattern of the Holy Spirit.
再来就是我们要谈的组织的正统。
And now we would like to discuss the pattern of the organization.
说起来，在很多的企业，他们也着重这个管理的组织。
We know that in many companies, they really care about the organization.
人力的培训。
And how to develop the human resource.
各种组织里头运作的这种功能。
And the SOPs or standard of operations.
为了要提升这个有关组织企业化的这种效用。
In order to maximize the efficiency of the organization.
然后让企业的成长能够走入到国际化之间呢。
So that a company can become internationalized.
一个有规模、有远见的这个企业化的公司都会走上这条路线的。
Any decent company with a broad vision will eventually become will go in this way.
但是神的国度的建立和发展呢
？But the development and flourishing of the Church of God
并不是用人的。做法跟他的思想为主啊。
Does not depend solely on the human thinkings or human planning.
用人的作为就能够建立神的国，这是不容易的一件事。
It's not easy if we rely solely on human ways to organize God's kingdom.
那还是要透过神的真理和圣灵的明证，才有办法将神的国有一个很好的发展呢。
But instead, we have to rely upon the scripture of truth as well as the evidence of the Holy Spirit in order to prosper the church.
在《使徒行传》里面呢，我们可以发现组织的一种运作。
In the book of Acts, we can see that there is a pattern of organization.
对教会的成立来讲是一个非常必须的一种管理。
This is a very essential organization for the establishment of the church.
那我们更能够明白的是一个组织的正统会跟这个工人的选用啊有很大的关系啊。
A church organization has greatly to do with the workers of God.
我们一起来看这个以弗所书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的23节。
Ephesians 1 verse 23.
请看第一章二十三节。
Ephesians 1 verse 23。
二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里说到教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
在这个前提之下，并不是以人为主啊。
So we can see that.It is not centered on human.
你再怎么有用的人才，他有一天还是会离开这世界。
No matter how talented we are, eventually we will leave this world one day.
尤其在一个地方教会成立很久啊。
Especially if a church has been long established.
我们会看到最早期的工人他们的努力。
We can see the effort of the early workers.
然后培养了下一代的工人。
And they develop and pass on to the next generation.
经过七八十年以后，前面几代的工人已经离开世界了。
After 70-80 years old, later, the previous generation of workers have already deceased.
但是教会还是有工人继续为
But we see that there are church workers who are striving hard and continuing the work of Christ.
So, 一个选用人呢，做圣工，跟比一个选错的政策还来得更加麻烦。
So, selecting the right person to do the job rather than selecting the wrong person to do the job can make a great difference.
错误的政策会导致这个公司没办法，会亏损。
A wrong policy can bring about loss to a company.
但是你错用这个人呢，会让这个公司关门呢。
But if you use the wrong person, you can bring a company to its knees and be bankrupt.
所以一个组织的正统要推动的时候，跟选用的人才是有关系的。
So for the formation of a church organization, has something has greatly to do with a personnel selection.
因为这个前提，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Because we preceded by saying that the church is the body of Christ.
教会是永生神的家。
The church is the home of the everlasting God.
并不是属于哪一个人，哪一个家族。
It does not belong to any individual or any certain family.
因为我们都是透过耶稣基督的宝血被拯救来的。
Because we have all been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
所以这一点一定要弄清楚。
This is something that we have to recognize clearly.
我们常常会想说，哇，这个教会没有我，大概不能发展。
Sometimes we feel like if the church has no me here, then this church cannot grow.
其实我们不用把自己想得这么伟大。
And so don't think so highly of ourselves.
我们能参与圣工，要感谢主啊。
We have to thank God we are able to participate in the work.
你就尽本分去做好。And
then we just do our duties.
没有我们，这个教会还在啊。
Without us, this church remains.
事实上，教会没有耶稣基督，那才是很麻烦的一件事啊。
But if a church is without Jesus Christ, then that will be a big trouble.
所以耶稣基督存在比我们来的重要。
So the existence, the abidance of Jesus Christ is much more important than we are.
我们不参与圣工，是我们对不起神。
If we don't participate in sacred work, then we are apologetic to God.
我们能够参与圣工，我们感谢主。
But if we can participate, we give thanks to God.
但是你不要把它想成没有我，这个教会就没有办法。But
never think that without me, then this church cannot survive.
应该是说，这个教会没有耶稣基督，这个教会发展就难。But
rather, we have to think this church without Jesus Christ cannot grow or prosper.
我们只能尽本分。We
can only do our job.
付出自己一些心力。And
fulfill our duties.
让这个教会得到帮助。To
help the church.
但是我们的存在重要性。 绝对不能超过耶稣基督。But
our existence and our importance can never surpass that of Jesus Christ.
如果能够这样想啊，我们的信仰服侍主的工作就能够细水长流啊。And
if we can think in this mindset, then the work for Christ will continue on.
我们看到这个旧约圣经里面啊，In
the Old Testament,
他也特别提到有这样的几个条件。
It especially mentions these criteria.
我们来看这个《申命记》17章。
Turn to Deuteronomy 17.
申命记的17章。
Deuteronomy 17.
17章。
Chapter 17.
我们来看这个15节。
Verse 15. You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother.
在这里啊, 神特别交代摩西告诉以色列百姓这样说,
God especially instructed Moses to tell the Israelites.
说你们要选立王的话, 必须从你们的弟兄中立一位。
That if you wish to choose a king, you must select them from your amongst your brothers.
不可从
Do not set a foreigner over you as a king. This is very clear. Even if you want to set a king, it must be somebody from amongst the brothers. This is a very important principle in church organization.
在神的教会里面，怎么可以立一个 还没有领受救恩的外邦人来参与重要的圣工，这是不行的。
In God's church, how can we set up or anoint a foreigner or non-believer into our organization? This is unacceptable.
到了新约的使徒时代的时候，
By the New Testament era,
他们也一直在坚守这个组织的原则。
They held firm to this organizational principle.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts
1. 第一章我们来看这个21节。
Verse 21.Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, 22, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
21 and 22, verse 21 and 22, 这里讲一位当时十二使徒有一位叫犹大的出卖耶稣了。
Because amongst the 12 original disciples, Judas betrayed Christ.
这位出卖耶稣的犹大，他自己后来上吊自杀。
Judas later hung himself and killed himself.
并且他的结局很惨。
And he suffered a horrible end.
那剩下十一个使徒，他们认为必须要再补助一个。
The remaining 11 disciples felt that they need to find a substitute.
所以在21节到22节里面，
Verse 21 and 22 says,
他们这里就看到几个原则，要来选一个来补十二使徒的位置。
They laid out some principles in order to find this substitute replacement.
21节谈到第一个原则。
Verse 21 states the first principle.
他说，始终在我们中间出入的人，从那里选一个。
Somebody who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us.
第二个原则。
Second principle.
就是在22节下半段说，常与我们作伴的人
which is the latter half, one of these must become a witness who has been with us from the beginning.
就是一起做圣工的人中间来选立一个。
So to choose somebody who has been our co-workers.
第三个原则。
Third principle.
跟我们同做耶稣基督复活的见证的人。
And those, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
为了要补足一个使徒成为十二使徒之一
，In order to find this replacement for one of the 12 disciples，
就有这三个组织上基本的一个原则来选立那个人呢。
There are already three principles in order to select this replacement。
这个就是一种组织的原则啊。
This is the organizational principle。
只要人多起来啊，你没有组织一个制度走不行啊。
When you have many membership without any kind of organizational framework, it's impossible to carry out.
所以他们也非常谨慎。
So they are very careful.
在人的团队里面，必须要有基本的组织的制度来运作，来执行。
In the body of believers, there must be some organizational principle and operational methods.
不是说啊，我想怎样就怎样啊。
So we cannot just do whatever we feel like.
如果没有一个组织的基本制度原则，真的会乱的。
Without a set of principles for the organization, then it will be chaotic.
我们看到神对一两百万的人的以色列人在旷野上走，他也有他的一个互动的一个原则。
We see that when the Lord led the Israelites traveling in the wilderness, there's also a set of principles in organization.
我们来看那个诗篇一百。Let's
turn to Psalm 103.
请看诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
一百零三篇，我们来看第七节。
Psalm 103, verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
我们在这里看见了。
We see here.
神直接对摩西讲话。
God spoke directly to Moses.
然后再透过摩西把神的话吩咐给所有的众以色列百姓。
And then Moses relayed God's messages to the children of Israel.
如果神都一一跟百姓说话，那光说话的时间就花太多了。
If God were to speak individually to every one of them, then it would have taken a long time.
但是这里讲得很清楚哦。
But it states very clearly here.
神使摩西知道神的法则。
That God made known his ways to Moses.
知道神的话，并且知道神要怎么做。
Moses became aware of God's word and what instructions to relay.
然后叫以色列人知道神的作为。
And he further relayed this God's acts to the children of Israel.
所以神的仆人啊，在服侍神， 一定要很清楚神的话。
So as a servant of God, we have to be very clear on the message of God.
在带领教会信徒的时候
While we are leading the congregation,
透过神的话看到神的同在的见证
Through the word of God, we see the abidance of God.
这些信徒百姓看到神同在的见证就知道哇神与我们大家同在。
When the congregation saw the evidence of God's abidance, then they knew without a doubt that God is with them.
如果教会没有这样的一个神带领的原则
If the church carries on without God's guidance,
工人会越来越自大，不怕神。
Then the workers will become more arrogant and not fearful of God.
信徒会因为不认识神的作为，所以他可以随随便便。
The believers will not recognize God and do whatever they feel like.
有一次，小弟派到一个地方去负担。
Once I was sent to a certain area.
那一到那个地方就开信徒会议。
And when I arrived, we immediately had a congregational meeting.
那信徒会议里面，大家提出一些好的圣工的方向，还有一些检讨。
Of which they mentioned some good suggestions as far as carrying out the sacred work and review.
那有一个差不多六十多岁的一个老弟兄。
There was a 60-year-old brother.
他做负责人大概有至少三十年了。
He's been a council member for over 30 years.
他是个意见非常强的一个人。
He's a very strongly opinionated person.
现在换年轻的中年人做负责人，他常常要干涉。
And now when the middle-aged, where the younger people become the council member, he often interferes.
有时候他的那个魔，我们讲魔手啊，会伸得很里面了。
And he has to make sure that his finger is in every pie.
让那个年轻人真的很不好做。
So made the younger generation very difficult to carry out their work.
我还没来的时候，前面传道就已经交代我说注意这个人。
And before I arrived at the church, the previous term of pastor told me to watch out for this person.
那在那一天，这个信徒会议，他也提出一些看法。
So during that congregational meeting, he also mentioned some of his viewpoints.
哎，我是觉得，哎，他的看法也不错。
And I felt like there is some validity to his points.
所以后来信徒会议通过了。
And later the congregation passed the resolutions.
只是真的要到执行的时候，他不见了。
But at the time of execution, this person disappeared.
那我们要忙圣工的时候，他不在。
And when we are busy working for God, he also disappeared.
小弟本来想去找他谈一谈了，可是没有时间。
Originally, I was going to seek him out to have a good discussion, but there was no time.
大家在教会里面祷告，后来就分组出去，开始逐家访问了。
And everyone was praying in the church, and then later they split up into different groups to visit the various families.
到了晚上十点回到教会。
And at 10 p.m. at night time, returned to church.
他家里一个人在教会等我们。
And he was alone, waiting in the church for us.
他家里的一个人。
One of his family members was waiting alone in the church.
就等我们来就说，我的先生啊，车祸。
And the wife said, my husband had a car accident.
现在在医院的加护病房。
He is now in the ICU.
所以我们就赶着去看他。
So we quickly went to the intensive care unit.
刚好去看他，他醒过来。
And when we arrived, he woke up.
他整个脸变形啊。
His entire face was contorted.
哇，这个嘴巴跟鼻子啊，像那个猪的这样，这么大。
His nose and his lips were as thick as the facial of a pig.
嘴巴跟鼻子肿起来啊，像猪的、猪的那个样子。
His nose and his mouth swell up, so he resembled a pig.
那他勉强讲话。
And he could barely speak.
我问他为什么会这样。
Asked him what happened.
他说啊，下午他骑摩托车回家。
He said in the afternoon when he was riding his motorcycle home,
就心里想啊，哎呀，我不要参加晚上的分组主教访问。
He was thinking to himself that he doesn't want to participate in the visitation team.
他准备回去洗澡，去找朋友聊天。
He wanted to go home, take a bath, and then go look up his friends.
这件圣工是他提的。
This proposal was made by him.
而且也叫他负责一组。
And he was supposed to take care of at least one team.
他想说自己已经是六十多岁了，老了，这个圣工做很多了，可以随便了。
He felt that he is already 60 years old and he's done a lot of sacred work, so he can just take it easy.
既然会议决定要这么做，你就得遵行嘛。
And since the congregation already decided to go this way, he should abide by it. And he was riding his motorcycle happily, wanting to go home, take a bath, and then chat with his friends. He had this plan.
当他这样想的时候
，Just when he was thinking this way，
他的摩托车是开了七八十公里啊。
He's driving the motorcycle at 70-80 kilometers per hour，
这速度很快
，which is very fast。
白天呢
，during daytime，
就在空中出现一个天使，穿白衣服，手中拿一个木棒。
Suddenly， in broad daylight， there was an angel with a club standing in the middle of the road。
他骑摩托车经过他的底下。
And he rode the motorcycle underneath the angel.
天使就拿这个棒啊，重重的敲到他的后颈啊。
The angel took up the club and then beat him on the back of his neck.
一打到他整个人就昏了，头就直接撞那个柏油路面了。
When he was struck, he fell unconscious and his face fell down on the road surface.
就这样子啊。严重的脑震荡又出血啊
！So he had a severe case of concussion and also blood loss.
后来路人就把他送到这个医院去了。
And later the passerby sent him to a hospital.
他自己这样告诉我。
This is what he told me.
我说你要悔改啊。
I said you have to repent.
你自己讲的你做不到。
You made the proposal and you didn't want to carry out. 他以为
他六十几岁做负责人超过三十年了。
He thought
只要出嘴巴就好，谁圣经那有规定出嘴巴的
？He thought that he was a council member for over 30 years, and he's 60 years old. All he has to do is talk. He doesn't have to do anything.
这种做法在神的面前是不好的。
This kind of behavior is not acceptable before God.
既然有会议决定，就是一个组织的一个原则嘛。
Since the meeting, the council already passed this resolution, so we have to carry it out.
没多久，医生进来啊。
So soon afterward, the doctor came in.
那个医生就告诉我们了。
And told us.
谁是这个人的家属啊
？Who is the family member of this patient?
我们说我们是教会的朋友。
We told him that we are the church friends.
啊，你们要劝劝这个人，这个人一定很坏。
And he said, "Oh, you have to talk to this person. He said he must be a very terrible person."
我就问那个医生啊，你怎么会说他很坏？你认识他吗
？So I said, "Why, doctor? Why do you say he's a terrible person? Do you know him?"
不是啊。他所有被缝的地方都在嘴巴里面了，缝了一百多针呢。
He said that all the needle work that they had to perform over 100
stitches were. 这个人的嘴巴一定是坏到底啊，所以他所有的被缝的破了都在嘴巴里面了。
All the needle work and stitches were performed inside his oral cavity, so this person must have been a very awful person.
一个外邦人的医师，透过他的医师的经验，就认为这个人嘴巴很坏。
So,
他都伤在里面了。
Even a non-believing doctor made this statement saying that this person must be an awful person because his mouth must have bad mouth quite a bit.
医生走了以后，这个老弟兄就跟我这样说。
So after the doctor left, the old brother told me,
天长道，我错了。
Pastor Tian, I'm wrong.
我以后不要只有出嘴巴，我要出力。
In the future, I will not just talk. I will make sure I do work.
我说某某老弟兄，既然神感动你要悔改，你这样讲，你以后。活着的一天都要记得啊
！So I said, since God moved you to make this statement, so you have to remember what you said very clearly for the rest of your day.
我说你现在躺在交病，你自己要祷告悔改啊
！And now you're bedridden, you have to pray in repentance.
结果他真的做到祷告悔改
，and he truly repented in prayers.
过了几天，他转到普通病房。
A few days later, he was turned to a regular ward.
后来就出院了
，and then discharged.
出院以后，他变得很谦卑。
After he came out of the hospital, he became very humble.
后来，他回到地方教会。
And later, he returned to the church.
他真的是变了一个人了。
He was totally changed.
所以，当神要动工的时候
，So when God is about to perform His work,
神也很尊重这个教会的团体。
God is respectful of the organization in the church.
如果你不照。不照着神的法则来做事。
If we don't follow according to God's regulation and bylaws,
神就在这个事情上面了，让你付出代价。
Then God will make sure we pay a price in this very matter.
这个就是一个组织正统在神面前的一个重要性。
So this is the importance that a church organization plays before God.
It
has no direct relationship to how much work we have done in the past. But rather, it matters our heart. Is it submissive to God? Is it humble?
其实主耶稣选召门徒有他的意义在里面。
When the Lord selected his disciples, he had his purposes.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音我们来看这个第三章。
Mark 3.
马可福音第三章的13节到15节。
Mark 3, verse 13 to 15. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. 14. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, that he might send them out to preach. 15. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons.
在这里记载, 耶稣基督他要设立12个使徒。
This passage records that the Lord Jesus selected the 12 apostles.
在路加福音里面记载他彻夜祷告, 然后选立12个使徒。
In Luke, it states that Lord Jesus prayed for a whole night before he selected the 12.
14节到15节,
Verse 14 and 15,
他设立12个使徒有三个重要的目的。
He appointed the 12 disciples with three important purposes.
第一个目的要他们和
First is that they might spend all their days to be with Christ.
我们今天成为神的儿女，我们要过一个天天与主同在的生活。
So we as the children of Christ, we have to spend each day with Christ.
第二个要差他们去传福音。
Second is that Lord Jesus might send them out to preach.
第三个在15节说。
Third is stated in verse 15.
要赐给他们医病。
To give them power to heal sickness and cast out demons. These are the three important purposes of God's Lord Jesus' calling of the 12 disciples. We see that Lord Jesus has his principle. He doesn't do things casually. And though he was preaching about the gospel of heaven, but his ministry was only a little bit over 3 years. And he was training the disciples so they can continue his work. And if we reflect upon the book of Acts, we reflect on Paul. When he was first baptized and went to Arabia, and he studied the Old Testament for 3 years. And then he set up his own classes to teach disciples for about a year. And then he had to return to his own hometown Tarsus. Some people remark that when he had held his own classes, he was not spending any time with Lord Jesus' disciples. It's quite possible that he was setting up some sort of competition, saying that you belong to Jesus, you are the follower of Jesus, I get inspired directly from Jesus. So from the human perspective, this is also acceptable. But from the viewpoint of God, at this time he wasn't ready yet as a vessel of God. After 15 years of humble learning, later he learned how to work together with others. So in Acts chapter 11,
神感动这个巴拿巴, 到大树把保罗找出来一起同工。
God moved Barnabas to go to Tarsus and seek out Paul. At this time, Paul no longer considered
him.
He is no longer self-centered, and now he knows how to work with others.
到了13章, 祷告, 其他国家传福音了。
By chapter 13, the church had a conference and they prayed together and sent out Barnabas and Saul to evangelize.
所以这里很明显地告诉我们。
This also tells us clearly.
这个你不在组织系统里面了，你没有办法做任何事，神不同工。
That if we operate outside of the church organization, then you can do nothing because God is not working with you.
当你学会尊重这个组织的运作。
When you respect the church organization,
顺服神教会的带领,
and submit to God's guidance through the church,
回到组织里面跟大家一起同工,
and return to the organization to work with everyone,
就看到保罗后来做的圣工非常漂亮,
then you can see that Paul's ministry became very beautiful.
这个时候他不是要凸显自己, 乃是凸显耶稣基督的伟大。
At this time, he no longer wanted to make himself stand out, but rather he wanted to make Jesus Christ stand out.
这是他领袖到后来学会的一个重要的信仰的观念。
This is a very important concept that he finally learned through all the years of spiritual training.
我们看到他在他的书信里面也有提到这件事。
We can tell that just from his letters.
我们来看那个腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1。
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1, verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. In the conclusion, he had this very deep impression that as long as he speaks boldly before Christ, whether by life or by death, he will magnify Christ in his body.
这种见证啊，跟他刚刚受洗那个时候的想法是完全不同的。
This kind of mindset is totally different from when he was first baptized.
所以很明显呢，他回到组织里面运作，结果他做的工蒙神的同在。
So it was very clear that once he returned under the church organization, God abided with him and his work flourished.
虽然这个教会团体组织有时候也看到人义的问题啊。
Even though within a church organization you will come across human issues.
但是基本上在神的教会里面这些啊也都是一种磨练也是一种学习啊。
But fundamentally speaking, all this troubles is also a way of training for us and learning.
其实我们在任何世界的机关团体里头
and in, even in the world, regular world organizations,
大概只有两种人嘛。
There are two types of people.
一种是领导别人的人嘛。
One is a leader.
一种是被人家领导的人嘛。
And the other one are followers.
所以在任何组织里头，你就算学会在不同的角色上面应该做什么样的学习嘛。
So it doesn't matter what kind of organization, you have to learn what is our role and carry out our job function.
在教会也是一样啊。
The same is true within the church.
你真的是人才。
Even if we are very talented,
你真的灵修好了。
Even if we have very good spirituality,
神不会让你寂寞孤单的。
God will not let us out
to hang and dry. 该用你就用你。
When the time is ripe, he will use us.
所以很多时候真的不用太急啊。
So let's not rush into things.
哎，你要去想一想。
We have to think carefully.
如果这件事换我来做，我应该怎么做
？If I were to do this, carry out this event, then how should I carry execute it?
很多事情你要去看一看。
We have to study and research carefully.
你有机会有这个能力，可以参加在这个组织里头，在会议里面，你就尽你的本分。做你应该做的角色。
We have the opportunity and we have the assignment to work within this council, then we have to do what's within our power and fulfill our roles.
美国教会来讲
just speaking from USGA,
我们全部才3000个人左右信徒。
All the members add up to about 3,000.
你稍微注意好好的学习。这么少的人你很容易就被选到重要的组织里头。
In this few number of people, it's very easy to be selected into important roles within the organization.
没有多少人嘛，大家很容易认识嘛。
And because there's not too many people, you can know each other rather easily.
但是在台湾总共有50,000个信徒。
But in Taiwan, there's over 50,000 people.
你要能够被选到很重要的核心的里面工作， 参加重要会议那就不简单了。
It's not easy for you to be selected to become a core member in the church organization.
因为很多人不认识你啊。
A lot of people don't know about you.
所以你能够参与到里面核心的地方去做，大家都会想到说，哎，都有神的意思啊，所以大家很尽本分了。
So if you can be selected within so many membership to work as a core member in the organization, people
will, 人多的地方人才一定更多嘛。
People will respect you, but we have to carry out our duty. When there's a lot of people, there will be lots of talents.
人多的地方问题更多嘛。
When there's lots of people, there's also many issues.
怎么会可能比那个人少的地方问题还单纯？绝对不可能的。
It's impossible for there to be less issues when there are so many people.
所以在这个时候啊，
So under this kind of condition,
有一个基本的组织运作，对整个团队来讲是很重要的一件事。
Having a basic organizational operation is very important to the function of this body.
有一个教务负责人。
There was a general affairs.
刚好那一天传道人不在。
Because it so happens the pastor wasn't around.
那有一个慕道者犯鬼。
And then there was a truth seeker who was demon possessed.
最后祷告啊，他就想一想，哎，这里没有长子。
During the final prayer, he thought to himself, "There's no elders or deacons here." So he got up.
跑到那个慕道者的旁边。
And he stood next to the truth seeker.
他心里想，我已经信主几十年了，应该我也有这个功力了。
He thought to himself that I've been a member for over 10 years. I should have some sort of credit or ability.
虽然没有被安利什么职分了，可是。我应该也可以按说，他这样想。
And he thought to himself, even though I'm not anointed as an elder or deacon, but I should be able to lay hand on this person.
他都没有赶鬼的经验了。
He had zero experience in casting demons.
只是他两觉得自己应该可以了。
But he just thought to himself that he ought to be able to do.
那个慕道者是一个小姐，瘦瘦的。
And that truth seeker was a lady who was very skinny.
他准备要按说。要赶鬼。
Just when he was readying to lay hand on her head to cast out the demon.
他的手还没碰到那个慕道者的头啊。
Even before his hand reached her head.
结果那个瘦瘦的小姐啊。
And then that skinny young lady.
不知道怎么动作啊，把他这么大的身体啊，从那个他的位置，把他抬起来摔得很远呢。
For some reason was able to lift him up,And then give him a somersault and threw him very far away.
很高又很重，身也很大。
Because his body is very heavy, so when he landed, it was with a huge thump.
他被丢在那个讲台前面了。
And
he was
thrown right before the pulpit, and he was in pain.
这个时候信徒没有办法祷告，看到这个情形就笑了。
At that time, the members could not pray any longer when they saw that there
was
laughter.
你也是要按照规矩来啊。
Even though this is a very straightforward matter, we still have to follow the regulations.
所以你不按照组织的基本，神不喜欢呢。
So we don't follow the organizational rules, God is not pleased.
他慢慢爬起来，很不好意思，被众人看见了。
And he was so embarrassed and got up because everyone saw him.
这个时候他才说，哇，这个鬼好厉害呀。
And it was then that he said, oh, this demon is really something else.
所以很多事情你不可以用自己的想法掉以轻心呢。
So in many matters, we cannot just think our own ways and be casual about it.
我们一定要有所分别。
We have to make a distinction.
在神的团队、神的教会里面，这个组织的基本运作一定要很留意啊。
That we have to respect the organizational operation within the body of Christ.
事实上，我们看到使徒时代的教会为什么这么兴旺。
And we can see what is the reason why the apostolic church was so prosperous.
一天也可以受洗3000个人呢。
In one single day, they can baptize over 3,000 people.
我们现在有时候灵恩布道会连一个受洗都没有哎。
And nowadays, sometimes we have zero person get baptized.
甚至连一个得圣灵的人也没有哎。
And we sometimes have zero person get Holy Spirit.
难道是神不见了吗？不是。
Is it because God is absent? No.
是这个教会有问题了。
But there is some problem with this church.
不再那么同心了。
And God doesn't abide with it.
乱。
There's chaos.
彼此没有圣工的联系。
There is no communication between the sacred workers.
福音同心合意。
Are they not the workers not working together for the kingdom of God?
所以神就不在这个里面。
And therefore, God no longer abides with this body.
使徒教会这么兴旺, 他们彼此有工作的联系。
The apostolic church was so prosperous because all the workers work with one another.
他们会互相支援, 互相帮助。
They support one another and help one another.
我们来看使徒行传的第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
请看14节。
Let's read verse 14. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
这里使徒们在耶路撒冷城听到撒玛利亚人领受了神的道,
apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God,
就打发彼得约翰前往那边去,
and they sent Peter and John to them.
为他们祷告, 他们就得了圣灵,
to pray for them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
然后奉耶稣的名受洗,
and then baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个就是一种圣功的联系,
this is a kind of coordination of the holy work. Wherever is needed, the sacred work is needed, we send workers there. Since the church is one family, one body, we don't just focus all our work on one local area without caring about the others. Taiwan is a very small island. But Taiwan is well-founded and with many talents. So many of the ministers are quite often sent off abroad to assist in the sacred work.
觉得有需要,
there is absolutely necessary in this need. And the same is true in USGA, the ministers are sent off to other countries to assist. This is a kind of coordination in sacred work. And then in order that we can to show the abidance of God's work. In the Bible,
很强调有关这个组织的这个运作,
it has a strong emphasis on the organizational operation. In Genesis 14,
亚伯兰听到侄儿罗德一家被掳去了,
when Abraham heard that his nephew Lot, his whole family has been captured,
结果他带了他家里平常的这个壮丁啊, 318人啊,
so he brought his family workers, 318 of them, to rescue Lot.
这318个人平常是家里的这个仆人呢,
these 318 people were regular servants in his household.
但是要去救罗德,
but in order
这些人呢,
to save Lot,
他们被四个国王的军队给掳去了,
Lot and his family, who have been captured by other nations' armies,
四个国王的军队掳去,
they were captured by a joint team of four kings and their armies. And they raided the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's on the surface, it's impossible for Abraham and his 318 men to be victorious. But God gave him wisdom. He separated his few numbers into several groups. So at night time, he took surprise attacks. And like a miracle, he was able to defeat the armies of joint armies of four kings. And Abraham led by example, and he personally charged into this attack.
And
naturally, this is because of God's wonders and working power to enable him victory. We see God abided with him. But he also has his basic framework of organization. King David was able to form a very mighty nation. He utilized a lot of wise people and brave soldiers and assigned them to different duties.
So his
So his kingdom turned out to be even larger than what God had promised them beyond the border of
Canaan.
And he also had a very solid organization. And each day they fulfilled their duties and also pay respect to God. While the Israelites were traveling in the wilderness, when the 12 tribes set up their camp, they have their designated locations. And when they start to move on, they also have their marching order sequences. The lesson here for us is that when you have so many members, there has to be organization, there has to be leader and followers. If we only have a few members and already a church is a chaos, how can we prosper the church? And we can look at the organization in the early days of the apostolic church. The people really did their job and they just remain honest workers.
在教会里面也是诚实的彼此交接。
They're honest workers at home and both and also at church. They treated each other honestly.
在这种前提之下, 教会不用什么很多的组织, 就有很好的发展。
So with this kind of condition, you don't need a lot of organization and church can still flourish.
其中面临到人事异动的问题的时候,
when we encounter personnel issues,
在使徒行传第一章那里, 我们看到他三个原则。
In Book of Acts chapter 1, we see the three principles.
他们在选用人啊, 有他基本的条件。
And they have certain criteria in choosing people.
我们来看使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6,
第三节,
verse 3.
第六章的第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
这里讲啊, 在教会要选用执事，必须要有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
It states here for a person to be anointed a deacon, he must be a man of good reputation, full of Holy Spirit and wisdom.
能够对教会的行政管理啊，有一个很好的服侍。
So that they can carry out the leadership and organization within the church.
那传道人呢，就以祈祷、传福音为专心做事。
As for the preachers, they would devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
这是一种分工, 也是一种合作。
This is a kind of work delegation, but working together, even though they share different workloads.
如果说一个人他要负责所有的工作, 这个人绝对做不好。
If a person were to take on all the various work tasks, then it's impossible for him to carry out.
那我们看到《使徒行传》里面福音的蓝图。
And we can see the blueprint of the gospel, preacher of gospel in Acts. We saw the gospel preached from Jerusalem to the end of the earth. God's master plan of the preaching of gospel all has to do with the choosing of his workers. Not only so, when they encounter issues that has to do with the truth, they hold conference in Jerusalem. And then with a consensus, they decide on how the church should proceed.
开完会议的决定啊, 这些使徒传道工人们都很遵守。
After the church conference, they reach a consensus, everyone abided by the resolution.
结果教会有什么样的 见证呢?
So what happens to church and what kind of testimony can we see? Let's read chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 4 to verse 5. And they went through the cities. They delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
这里记载啊,
it records here.
说15章里面是讲到属灵的会议。
Chapter 15 spoke of the spiritual meeting within the church.
结果使徒们啊, 传道工人们啊, 大家遵守会议, 并且交代这个, 交给门徒, 让教会去遵行。
And the workers of God deliver the church resolution for everyone to keep.
第五节, 于是教会信心越发坚固。
Verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
天天增加,
and increased in number daily.
如果教会里面有什么规定,
if a church has any kind of regulations,
有人持反对的意见,
and someone were to raise an opposition,
大家不能前进了, 一直往后退啊,
and the church cannot proceed forward by going backward,
教会的信息会越来越差,
and the church's faith will deteriorate,
得救的人数越来越没有,
and the number of people saved will be less and less.
在教会共同决议的事情，没有人遵守了。
If a church reach a resolution and nobody abide by it,
这种做法是非常让教会不能发展的一件事啊。
This is something that will counter against the progress of church.
说起来，在教会的组织里头啊，
under the church organization,
它基本的结构有三个动力。
There are three basic motivations to the framework.
第一个动力就是人力。
First motivation work is from human power.
耶稣基督训练十二个使徒,
when Lord Jesus trained the 12 disciples,
两个两个出去传福音,
they went out two by two to preach the gospel.
后来又拣选70个门徒,
later,
两个两个出去传福音,
later he also chose 70 disciples to go out preach two by two.
耶稣三年多,
in 3 years of Lord Jesus' ministry,
神的国能够发展是耶稣升天以后, 他这些使徒门徒们继续发扬光大。
The reason why Lord Jesus' ministry could continue to prosper was after Lord Jesus ascended and these disciples continued to carry on the work.
所以在组织的运作里面最重要的是人力。
So the most important motivation within an organization is human power.
第二个是财力。
Second is financial power.
所以我们才有十分之一的奉献嘛。
This is why we have the tithing.
这个是要让教会圣工推动的一个经费嘛。
Tithing is a financial resource to prosper the church.
我们来看路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第八章我们来看第三节。
Verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance.
这里我们看到有一些妇女用自己的财物 攻击耶稣和门徒。
We see that some of the women who follow Christ out of provided for Christ and the disciples from their own pocket.
给耶稣和门徒做福音工作的经费。
They provided the financial support for them to carry out the ministry of the gospel.
所以财力,
so financial resource. Financial resource is also one of the motivation force for prospering the church.
再来第三个就是神的力量。 灵力,
third is God's power, the spiritual power.
根据撒迦利亚书四章六节那里说,
according to Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6,
不是靠人的势力, 乃是靠神的灵力才能够成事。
Not by human power, but by God's power that all things can be made.
也就是圣灵的能力,
which is the power of God, the power of Holy Spirit.
我们一定要强调这个。
So we have to emphasize on this point.
让死人复活, 哎, 各种疾病得医治, 这都是要靠圣灵的力量。
To resurrect the dead or heal various diseases require the power from the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到这里啊,
and when we mention
this, 组织的运作在神的教会里面是很重要的一件事啊。
Church organization and operation is very critical to the church.
每一个时期都有不同的发展。
And there is different development through every era.
但是可以透过正常的会议管道做修正或做什么改变。
But we can, through the proper channel and process, we can make amendment.
我们最后再来看一个经文。
Let's refer to the last verse.
请看哥林多前书14章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
44节,
verse 40.
凡事都要按规规矩矩的按着次序行。
Let all things be done decently and in order.
规矩是被规范在神的真理里面。
Regulations is something that is defined within the framework of God's truth.
每一个人要按着神的真理秩序来行。
Everyone must follow God's truth in a orderly fashion.
组织的正统是以真理为一个基本。
So the pattern or organization is based on the truth.
我们再来看33节。
Let's read verse 33.
因为神不是叫人混乱, 乃是叫人安静。
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
人多能够安静有秩序, 这是不容易的一件事。
It's not easy for when we have a lot of people and we're trying to achieve.
但是在神的教会, 就是要让我们这样学习,
when we're trying to achieve peace and tranquility. But this is a lesson we have to learn in the church.
让我们能够借着仅有的组织运作, 能发展出这个建立神国的一个大业。
So we can allow the church organization to magnify the great glory of God.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.